Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Welcome to another edition of Blackhawks Insider Podcast with head coach Luke Richardson. Luke, you guys have won three of your last four games, without some ups and downs, but I think the consistency is somewhere where you would like to see it throughout a 60-minute game. What have you liked about the progress from the team here lately?
I've really liked, other than the Ottawa game, I don't think we were ready at the start, and it kind of followed through and frustration set in, but I thought we rebounded really well from that and right back on to where we were building off the last road trip in the Calgary game. So, consistency is what we've been looking for this year, and I think we're hitting our best stride right now, and we want to make sure we continue that the last few games here at the end of the season.
You made some line adjustments in that last game against Philadelphia after switching it up in the middle of the Ottawa game. What did you like from the consistency of the lines? It seemed like the balance was good top to bottom and every line contributed offensively.
Yeah, I think on the road when you don't have that last change, a bit of a balance works better for our team. And, I think right now with putting Kurashev and Dickinson with Connor, I think it gives us our top three forwards right now that are playing at the best of their game together and let them play together and fill lanes. It's not necessarily positions for those guys. It could be Connor taking faceoffs on the right side and Dickinson on the left and being a little bit more of a solid group other than, your individual positions. So it really worked out well. I thought they had the puck quite a bit, created some nice line rushes for, especially on the one Kurashev goal. Which Dickinson did the work down low, and that's kind of what we thought that would work on that line. And then I thought Joey Anderson, had a great game, and him being that responsible forward to let Reichel and Athanasiou use that speed and blow out a little bit more definitely looked great to me. I think everybody that night played well. And I think we played connected, which is one of our better connected games. When I say connected, I mean the five guys together with us tracking really hard, allowing our D to be in the pitcher and stand up at the blue line and force dumps. And that's frustrating for the other team to play against.
When you look at Joey Anderson, just want to stay on him for just a second here. He had a goal and assist, and I know everybody's excited because he's not a guy that gets a lot of recognition in the lineup. But here's a guy who was +3 in the last game, +10 on the season. That's really impressive, the way that the goal differential for this team has been all season long.
Yeah, especially when he was with Dickinson's line most of the time playing against the other team's top lines. And I think we've done a pretty good job against most top lines this year. It's usually like the lower six on the team that have been killing us. So some of that's concentration on playing the same way you do the top guys as the bottom guys on the other team. And I think that's just, a testament to, his hockey IQ, his willingness to do the little things for the team. And he does it every time. And those are players that you rely on all the time.
When Lucas Reichel was sent down to Rockford, I know he was a little bit disappointed, but I think he understood why he was going down there and what he had to work on there. The consistency in his game, in my opinion, has kind of gone up each and every time, rewarded with a goal and an assist, good solid effort on the goal to stick around the blue paint, get a second opportunity. What have you seen in his progress coming out of the Rockford, and what do you want to see him down the stretch?
Yeah, and I think getting a goal early in last game really helps his confidence, but definitely just skating with the puck with more authority and not always looking to pass. I think he still has a little bit of that hesitancy in his game. He wants to make a play and stops moving his feet, so I think that's somewhere where we have to continue to encourage him, but I definitely agree his confidence level has really risen. And I don't think you're going to be able to work on that when the confidence is down in this league for a young player. So it was the right decision, again, for him to go to Rockford. The player never likes that at the moment when you tell them. But I think when they can get down there and build their game and get back here and realize what an important step that they just took, I'm sure they're in agreement with the process. And Lucas has taken steps. But again, for him, he can't just be satisfied what he's done so far. He's got to just keep pushing forward.
The New York Islanders played last night in Philadelphia, a huge overtime win against the Flyers 4-3. Another must-win situation for the Islanders here tonight against you guys. What are going to be some of the challenges that the Islanders will throw at you tonight?
Well, we're not going to use the same speech as the Ottawa game with the tired team from the night before, because that didn't work last game. So, but we definitely have to keep that in mind, that we need to play like we played against Philadelphia. We need to get pucks behind their defense, forecheck them, and track really hard when we don't have the puck. And I think that's what gave us the chance to create a lead and win the game in Philadelphia. And it's going to be much the same here again tonight against a desperate team. But where we look at ourselves in the standings, I remind the guys, we should be the desperate ones and showing people how we really want to be recognized for the end of the year for next year.
Luke, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.